Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
We often equate sleep and rest, but today physician and author Sandra Dalton Smith helps us sort them out.
Sleep, for the most part, is just that physical aspect of it. It's the REM and the non-REM. It's just the physical. Rest includes so many other parts of our life, including the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, the social, the sensory, and the creative.
You mentioned emotional rest when you no longer feel the need to perform. I think that is a huge thing. I mean, let's face it, only because of what Jesus has done for us do we not have that need to perform. Because in the rest of the world, at work or whatever we may be doing, we feel this need.
Yes, it really comes from people-pleasing type behavior that a lot of us have. We don't want to have confrontation with others, and we think that it's being more holy or more spiritual by saying yes sometimes to things that we really should be saying no to. Like when someone asks you to do something, it's okay to have some personal boundaries and to say, no, I don't want to do that at this time. And you don't really have to explain it. But so often we say yes in a desire to be nice and not have those personal boundaries in place where there's that conflict. And so in doing so, we end up being overwhelmed. And we really end up getting into situations where sometimes we're doing work for God, but we're not really doing the work he has for us.
Yeah, and I've seen the root of bitterness kind of spring up in the midst of that with the people-pleasing.
It starts feeding into this whole mindset of, am I loved as is, or do I need to present a certain way to be loved? I think that's such a big issue right now in our world, is that people don't feel like they're seen, or they feel like they're only loved superficially when they always get things right. So there's a comfort and a rest in knowing that you are loved as is, and that there are people who accept you without you having to bend over backwards and earn love. They accept you as is, and that you can be authentic.
What effect does the work environment have on rest?
Well, the more toxic your work environment is, the more you're going to need rest. For example, one area of rest many people are not familiar with is sensory rest. So in my book, Sacred Rest, when I talk about sensory rest, a lot of people are like, oh, I've never really thought about how being around phones ringing all day or being in an office space where there's background hum from multiple people talking, or even just keeping the TV on all day, even if nobody's watching it. But all of these things keep your senses in a constant state of agitation. And then people don't understand when they go home and they're trying to go to sleep at night, why their body's so wound up. Some of that has to do with just the environment that we're surrounding ourselves in, not detoxifying it and allowing quiet and allowing the lights to be dimmed at times, taking those small bits of rest, not necessarily having to try to find a vacation spot, but just small daily amounts of rest.
Yeah, recently I was reminded of even just the importance of a 10-minute walk outside. I personally love when I can see green and hear the birds chirping. That totally calms my blood pressure.
Yeah, that's what we call creative rest. It's the rest that comes from allowing ourselves to appreciate beauty, whether that's natural beauty or man-made beauty. It can be artwork, for that matter, or music. I think one of the biggest things people find when they take my assessment at restquiz.com to determine which of the 7 types of rest they're deficient in is that there are some types of rest they've never heard of, but they're already enjoying naturally. Now they know what it is, and they can intentionally seek to get more of it.
And Sandra, you have a story about how we sometimes get our wires crossed when it comes to rest.
A young woman who got in a car accident came into the hospital because she was allowing her downtime to be doing her commute home. She lived in a city where there's major traffic, and so her time to allow her brain to go to that quiet space was during the time she should have been the most alert. And it ended up in an accident that had her in the ICU and in the hospital with me for over a month. And when she left, the thing that really stuck with me was that her letter that she wrote to our staff stated, I hope that when I leave, that I will continue to be as present in my life as I was during my time with you. And I'm thinking, I don't want anyone else to have to get to that point where they can't rest until it's a forced rest.
How can someone determine what type of rest they might be missing?
That's where I recommend for all my patients. I have them start at restquiz.com. It's a free assessment, and they can quickly determine which of the 7 they're most deficient in. And that way you're not kind of reaching in the dark trying to get more of one that you're already excelling at.
Many people think of rest as a luxury. What would you say to them?
Honestly, rest is probably the most underused, chemical-free, safe, and effective treatment we have available to us. But we don't use it because we tend to look at it as giving up or just being lazy. It is not any of those things. It is a requirement if you want to live your best life.
That's Sandra Dalton-Smith, author of Sacred Rest. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.